on a very gluttonous episode of Truth Bombs.
Chama waves right up. Not even a bit or bite left.
We're sorry. I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca.
And we are three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is.
And how it is shitty.
It's terrible.
I'm pissed.
It's balls.
Bombardier's tragedy has struck.
It struck hard. It struck deep. It struck where we lived. It struck to where we sleep.
It struck Ebon's temp files. It ate its waves.
It ate my waves.
Totally chomped his waves, okay?
It chomped my waves right up. Not even a bit or bite left.
Scarfed them right down. And so what we have of the first attempt at this show is apparently my pristine audio ready to go.
Perfect. Sounds glorious.
Perfect condition to be edited in along with the other audio and nothing else. So like there was a point in time where we considered just like releasing mine and then having Ethan and Becca like comment on it. But it was just too weird.
It was a weird concept. Yeah. This is better.
We're just going to do like a real quick episode. Sorry we couldn't make it longer, but like honestly, we spent like double the amount of time we normally would in a given week on this show trying to figure things out. So it's in honor of the computer eating the WAV files, this is going to be a bite-sized episode.
Look, basically...
Nice!
Oh, nice.
Tight.
Nice.
It's going to be a morsel. That's what we're going to call this one. The morsel.
Not a bite-sized episode with B-Y-T-E?
No, I hate that. I like how when you say morsel...
It. I think it was a really good idea.
I like what you're going for. I just feel like that joke was made a billion times in the 90s.
Okay. No. That's a fair point.
I just like the way that the word morsel has already ceased to have any meaning for my brain. It took a very short time to get to that place where it feels like a word is made up and it has no real meaning or association with an idea or concept.
What's that called again?
I can't remember. I'm trying to remember. It doesn't really matter.
No. Let's bash out our small truths.
Oh, let's just do regular truths, man. I don't have time for this.
I couldn't even remember. I was trying to remember while I was saying that what my short truth was.
Yeah. No, we'll just do regular truths. We'll call it a day. We'll come back bigger and better than ever next week. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who goes
don't
first?
Don't promise bigger and better, please.
No. Bigger and better than this episode.
Bigger and better than this, maybe.
Definitely okay. Bigger.
Probably about as small.
It was definitely me. That went first.
Go for it. Do it.
I remember.
Nice.
This is terrible. This is absolutely the worst. Okay. So me and Adam sprung and bought Becca for her birthday tickets to the entire field trip weekend. Yay. And I'm real excited because you two went last year.
Yep.
And I haven't. And I'm just pretty pumped to get out there, to get burnt, to hear some great music, to drink some guitar juice.
Yeah.
Oh, guitar juice.
All of this.
I think we discussed a birthday sash for me.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get a birthday sash for Becca and free drinks all both days. All weekend.
Guitar juice is the juice so delicious you need more than one person to buy it.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me purchase one on my own last year. I had to go get it. I had to go get out of line, go get Adam, like some little kid who's not old enough to enter the movie theater without a guardian, and go buy our goddamn guitar juice.
It's so delicious.
It's like buying two pitchers.
It's really good. The thing is, I felt nothing from it last year. And not even in like, oh, I don't even feel this. No, not like that. Just like, didn't feel it.
Hmm.
I think it's because it was so hot and I was just so like...
You consumed it and sweat it right back out.
Yeah, it went in my mouth and out my pores.
As someone who has felt guitar juice before, believe me, it sneaks up on you.
Well, guess I'll have to try it again.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll figure it out. Yeah, no, Field Trip's awesome. We talked a bunch about how the atmosphere is really good there. It's super cool. Yeah. It's super chill.
Yeah.
Like, no one fights anybody.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's a nice change from every concert ever.
Fighting is the pits.
It is.
Don't mosh. Don't be that.
One time, I was at Broken Social Scene, and the band stopped to tell off two kids who were trying to mosh. And it was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's amazing.
I remember you talking about that.
Oh, he stops in the middle of a line, and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And the band just, like, sustains the note while he tells off these two kids. And it wasn't even, like, an angry way of telling them off. He was just like, come on, guys. Like, I've been where you've been. I know how you feel. You're all excited and stuff. But, like, this is how somebody breaks a tooth. And that's with you forever. You don't want to have to deal with that. Come on. Look around you. Everyone's just trying to have a good time. And you're ruining their good times. Come on. Cut it out. And he goes back into the song. And everyone's right on cue. And it was just like, what?
Maybe they planted them in the audience as a power play.
Wow.
I was standing right next to these kids. I guarantee you they were either the best plants in the universe or not planted at all.
I mean, if you're going to plant, why not go with the best?
I guess, but they were little shitheads all day long, so.
Hey,
it's called method acting.
Somebody pays me enough.
Method.
Somebody pays me enough money and I will be a shithead all day long, too.
You'll Daniel Day-Lewis the crap out of it.
Ugh. Ugh,
don't get anyone started on the method. We're gonna be here all day. Our morsel sized episode.
Adam has be tasted gone. Has oh, tasted evil. That rant.
You're doing the nervous knees thing that mom does when I was learning to drive.
It's because we're talking about acting techniques.
It's a cool festival. You know, everyone goes. They have a little bit more of a grown up kind of time.
Yeah.
Like people are drinking, but like no one's wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the one point I made last time we tried to talk about this was that it's not like, as somebody who gets crowd anxiety, it wasn't stressful to me. There's like one incident that could have turned out more stressful than it did, but it was over so quickly and Adam kind of stepped in and was a human body wall.
Yes.
But he was tripping balls and he was having a good time and he didn't realize.
He wanted everybody else to have a good time too, and like I wasn't really into that style of dancing, aka jumping into people as hard as you can.
I think maybe the word you're looking for is flailing.
Flailing.
There was some of that.
Was it thrashing?
I don't, but like that implies some sort of purpose behind it. Like thrash is a thing.
True.
He was only thrashing in that he was thrashing around like a harpooned whale. It was just not good. But like he wasn't, I don't know. I'm not one to like forgive people for like doing stuff when they're under the influence, but he genuinely didn't have any malice in his intent. So
yeah. But the thing is, like, that's the only thing that really kind of, I think, could have gotten to me out of the whole weekend. And it, A, didn't. And B, I very easily could have stepped off to the side or whatever. Like, there's a lot of open field that you can, you can still hear your bands without needing to be right in the middle of things if you need to step away.
Yeah.
You can very reasonably put down a picnic blanket and sit and see the stage and hear the music and no one will bother you.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Like, in the best possible way.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool. Looking forward to a bunch of the bands that are coming up. Thinking about it more and more since last time we talked about this, there's so many bands that I'm really excited to see. The atmosphere is great, but, like, man, it's a really good lineup. It'll be a good time. The one we didn't talk about last time was Brave Shores, which I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to Deer Rouge, looking forward to July Talk a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, Bazia Balat is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Collette, just because I've never actually seen him and I don't know how. Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. And, you know, there's multiple stages and whatever, so it's nice not to have too stacked a lineup, because that often means, like, difficult choices.
Yeah.
But, no, I think we're going to have a pretty solid weekend out of it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Should be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Mm. Let's keep things moving along. Becca, what's your truth this time round?
My truth is that I heard Your Type by Carly Rae on mainstream radio.
So excited.
And that means she is getting more radio play, which means that she released another single off the album, mm-hmm. which means that probably she's going to get a lot more recognition and the album's probably going to blow up. I'm just, like, really happy for Carly Rae. I really feel like she's kind of, you know, she's coming into her own, and I'm very happy for her.
I'm kind of a little selfish on this, and that I'm so excited to be on the cutting edge of this.
I know. I'm more happy for myself that I know it already.
And I guess I'm also reacting in true fashion in that I feel like it's a little too late. In that this album has been out forever, and it's really hard to get traction.
It hasn't even been out for a full year yet, though.
Yeah, but in music terms, that is...
It's kind of forever.
A really long time.
Yeah. But I mean, she... The thing with Carly Rae is that she... Everybody thought she was just a one-hit wonder.
That's true.
With Call Me Maybe. Carly Maybe.
Carly Maybe.
Carly Rabie. Carly Rabies.
Why isn't everyone into this? She's afraid of water and frothing at the mouth. That's amazing.
Yeah, with Call Me Maybe, like, it was a really good song, but everybody thought she was a one-hit wonder, because there was quite a while.
Myself included.
There was quite a while between Call Me Maybe and when she, you know, released Emotion and I Really Like You came on the radio. And the thing about that is...
And the album in between wasn't good.
No.
Yeah. And the thing about I Really Like You is that, like, it's a good song, but it's not her best song on the album. And it doesn't... It's not one that kind of entices you to go check out the rest of the album.
Not at all.
She's got so much more going on that album than I Really Like You leads to believe.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I heard I Really Like You and went, well, guess she was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, basically. I think that's what basically everybody did.
Because I think they just picked the most Call Me Maybe sounding song that they could find and
yeah, it's the ran with probably that. One of the most radio-friendly ones in that it's easy and accessible. It's not like,
yeah,
I don't know. But trying to think of one that would be much
It's not
less.
Warm Blood.
Yeah, it's not Warm Blood.
Yeah. But the whole album is pretty accessible. I think they specifically went for something that was safe, and I think that was the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways. No, I'm excited for it too. I think if anything, this is just going to mean that her next album is going to have a lot more interest and a lot more traction.
Yeah.
Because we this is another thing that we talked about before, but like her the way this one was released was really weird, like not just with the odd single choice, but also the fact that she didn't tour for a number of months after she released the album, which is different than what most people would do. Like,
yeah,
there's a pretty standard way of releasing an album, and it basically involves starting to tour just before or at the same time as the album drops, and because then you're like riding the hype, right? And she didn't do that, which was an odd choice.
Yeah.
And so as critically acclaimed as the album was, like in terms of popular opinion, I don't know, it just didn't get the groundswell that I think they would have been hoping for.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they learned a lot of hard lessons there that they'll probably
rectify with the next one.
Yeah, I think so. But no, I'm super happy for her. It's nice to see that something's coming out of this other than just like glowing critical recognition.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing we looked up in the last episode, or the last failed one was...
quite a few, like, charts that they were, like, top 10, top 50, top 25 pop albums of 2015. She was consistently, like,
really high?
Second, fifth, seventh. Like, she was really high up on the list.
And those were, most of those were, like, albums in general, not just pop.
Not just pop. Some of them were just the albums. And, like, I feel like it's kind of the same thing. Just people don't realize it. They don't know what she has to offer because radio, which is where you're going to find out about her for the most part, is not really doing her justice.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. All right. Well, I guess we'll move on to mine.
Yep.
Yep.
And it is that in the past week, eight different times I've seen the exact the exact same bumper sticker. And I think I've talked about bumper stickers before, and I think that bumper stickers are lame and dumb and a bad idea, and you're just ruining your car for what are usually like really kind of offensive reasons for the most part, I find, with bumper stickers.
Yeah.
But there's this one, and I saw it so many times, and it's making me so angry. And what it says on it is, unless you're a hemorrhoid, get off my ass. And hemorrhoid is spelled wrong. It's spelled H-E-M-R-O-I-D. There are a lot more letters in hemorrhoid than that. Hemorrhoid is it's a difficult word to spell. I get it. I do.
I honestly probably couldn't rattle that one off right now.
It's a tricky word. But like, okay.
I don't think I can.
Number one, let's deal with the spelling issue.
H-E-M-E-R-R-H-O-I-D.
Is it an E after the M or is it an O?
Pretty sure it's an E.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm not calling you out on it. I'm honestly not sure. But you know who is sure? Every spell checker ever, which I assume the bumper sticker designers have.
Oh.
It is an O. Oh, my bad.
Whatever. It's a tricky word. I get it. But like, either they ran out of space and just went, well, no one buying this is going to care. Or they had it spelled properly and got like focus testing in with a bunch of people who are like, man, I love this bumper sticker. Except for one thing, you misspelled this word. Why'd you put all these extra letters in here? Those are unnecessary. Get it down to seven letters.
Hmm.
Like, what's the thought process behind spelling it wrong?
Yeah. Weird.
And then, that's weird enough.
Oh, Evone.
Oh.
God. He went to the Wikipedia page. Evone, there's pictures on there.
I know there are.
Oh, never go to Wikipedia.
Now I know.
For a medical thing. Evone. I need you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Did you just see a butthole?
Just saw a couple of buttholes.
Oh, wow. Now we have another thing to deal with, which is that the way that that sentence is structured, it's implying that they'd be fine with a hemorrhoid on their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're a hemorrhoid, get off my ass. Oh, you are a hemorrhoid? Okay, climb right on. Yeah, you belong here.
Get on up there.
Mm-hmm. My ass is where you belong. Like, not anything else. Just swollen, painful hemorrhoids. It's the only thing allowed. I get that what they're trying to say is, please don't tailgate. Like, what are you doing? Riding right up on me. Leave your appropriate braking distance. Where's your two car lengths?
Two car lengths. Leave 3 seconds of drive time between.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? I can't remember it. Mm-hmm. I remember the drive time thing.
Yeah, I think it's between 2 and 3, depending on how fast you're going. But
yeah,
like highway speeds, you want to leave like a good 3 seconds if you can. But like, could you just not get one that says like, don't tailgate me, please?
I would love that bumper sticker.
Please, excuse me, sir.
Please don't tailgate me.
If it isn't too much trouble, please don't tailgate me. I'd vastly prefer it if you weren't riding too close to me.
Perfect. I mentioned last time that the best bumper sticker I'd ever seen was up in our old band teacher's office. And it wasn't even like on his car or like stuck to anything. The backing was still on it.
Yeah,
it was
just like
resting. It was just like resting on a cork board, I think.
Right.
And it had a bunch of music notes and it said, "Get off my Bach."
Like that's pretty good.
Like the composer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
Yeah. I like that.
I especially like that it isn't on a car.
Yeah. It's just like sitting in his office. That means somebody gave it to him and he likes looking at it.
Yeah. But no, I just like so many of them are saying really terrible things. And I find the people who are sensitive to others' feelings and things like that tend not to put bumper stickers on their cars.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying there aren't any, but like
the only one that I can really think of is that coexist one.
Yeah.
Sure. And that one's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even that one, it depends on who's sporting it, but you know, some people with it are perfectly lovely people. Some of them are a little obnoxious. But I mean, that's a much less clear correlation. Yeah, more bumper stickers the worse usually.
Yeah.
In general.
But like this one, but most of those like at least are consistent. Like I don't like them, I don't agree with them, but like they have an internal consistency, right?
Yeah.
This one just it boggles the mind.
Yeah.
I think it would be even slightly better if they spelled hemorrhoid correctly.
But even then, you're excited about a hemorrhoid being up on you.
Yeah, but then it would
Yes, this is right.
Then it would just be one idiotic statement, not an idiotic statement that's also spelt wrong, you know?
I'm so confused by the fact that there were 8 of them that you saw. That is like, so many.
Where was starting to give them away?
Yeah.
Sell them?
I don't know.
Is it like a specific bar?
I have no clue. I mean, I saw them in St. Jacobs. I saw many more in Waterloo and Kitchener. I don't know. It's just all over the place. It was very upsetting.
I don't know,
weird.
Man.
Here's my truth. That's a bad bumper sticker.
That's
don't put it on your car.
Bumper sticker.
What are you doing? Think about your life.
Think about all of your decisions.
I want you to really, really like buckle down and take a good hard look deep within yourself. What are you doing?
Bro.
What were you thinking? Just no. No. No.
Stop.
Just don't do it. All right, well. I think we're probably going to call it there. Normally we would move on.
It for us today on Truth Bombs.
Sure, that works for me. Yeah, let's do that. Who's plugging? I can plug. Remember to hit up truthbombs.ca where we have all of our episodes posted. It has links to all the places we live on the web. You can email us at kaboom@truthbombs.ca. Check out our Twitter, our Facebook, our Tumblr, all of that good stuff. There's a link there to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can leave us a rating or a review while you're there. There's also a link to ebone.ca where I hear things are a simmering.
Yeah, it's a potential.
Yikes.
Sorry, there's a phone. Things are starting to heat up. I will be posting more and more about my Shakespeare in the Park project.
Nice.
Because I just had a couple of meetings and it looks like it's going ahead.
Woo-hoo.
So
oh,
I
nice.
gotta be talking about casting decisions, what I'm looking for there.
I'm just imagining like all these kids who want to be in it, like following your blog and you're like talking about how terrible they all are.
Yeah, possibly. What a bunch of twerps.
Twerps. I love it.
I think I'm going to call them that. My twerps.
Your twerps? But
I'm going to say it with such love.
Okay. That's
Kaga
weird.
Has her monsters.
Kaga has her monsters.
Yvonne has his twerps.
Yvonne's got my twerps. What up, my twerps?
What up, my twerps? There's also a link. There's also a link to Becca's Twitter on there.
Yep.
Has been for a while. Check it out. It's good stuff. And there is a link to hi101.ca, which is my history project. It is another podcast, which is significantly less goofs per minute than this one. It's much more serious. I think it's really interesting, but yeah, not the same flavor. That's for sure. But yeah, you can get in contact with us. You know, let us know about careers you want advice on, situations about which you'd like to know the worst case scenario, things you'd like us to look up in the old-timey encyclopedia, questions for the magic eight ball, what your horoscope sign is so we can look you up and let you know what the future holds.
Yeah.
All sorts of good stuff. So yeah, drop us a line and say hi.
Yay.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jack up your life. Clouds and flip off. We'll be right back.